Ne şu tabii Murray Akbil so Pilkins is the Schmidt the Daily Shade of us your show file. Okay, good morning everybody. So today I'm going to just begin a little bit the new pack with Yud Gimel of Chassidus. And we're gonna it's a continuation of what we were talking before. About we discussed before the idea of if you're the question of a small baguette, right? The Talis cottons are very small, maybe you're not yotzei the mitzvah. And then the question is not only maybe you're not yotzei the mitzvah, but maybe it's hotzah. So let's take a look at the Gemara in Shabbos. On Kuflava test on page one. So the Gemara here discusses the idea of a person who is wearing a talis that's not properly, tzitzis aren't proper, whatever, it could be 100 different reasons why it's not proper. So the Gemara says here, the first word lines of Huna, Amar Rav, Ayotzi betalis she'ena mitzuyeses kilchasa b'Shabbes, chayiv chatas. That if a person is Yotze on Shabbos, he goes out in the street with a talis she'ena mitzuyeses kilchasa, so he's chayiv chatas. Let's see Rashi. If there was no tzitzis on it at all, then there's no problem. He's just wearing a baguette. It might not be proper that he's not putting tzitzis on it, but so he says that tzitzis have kashivas. So if you do a mitzvah with them, then they're bottled to the Beget. But if you're not doing a mitzvah, then they're not. So let's, and then the Gemara says, tzitzis b'gabitalis chashivi. See, beforehand, the Gemara says, Amarava, let's look a little bit before. Amaravavin, Baravuna, Maravkama, Barguria, Besatev, Odom, Bekila, Uvikaskaseha. See, Rashi further up. Shahu Kisadin, Besatev, Malbush. Whereas he's wearing some type of cloak around his body, and the fringes on the cloak. Let's see Rashi. Sasim Adam Mekila Shahu Kisadin Derech Malbush. Right, so he's wrapping himself around this blanket, this sheet, is going in the Rishus HaRab. The Kaskaser Ritzuas and they have Ritzuas that are Tluisba. Glory and Hachritzu's love with Serhit of Nenu, Bavi Masoi, who shied the shame Kiskis and Asuibel. Because what normally you use these Ritzu's to make an awning, but here it's not serving as an awning, you're wearing it. Normally, a kila is a canopy on a bed, so it has strings on it that you tie onto the bed. But if you're not using it as a canopy, then the strings are just really not useful. So what's the din? He says it's not. So why isn't it considered chutzah on the ritzuos? In other words, because the ritzuos are not meaningful. The ritzuos are usually used when you're using it as a canopy, and then you're tying it on with those strings. But here, you're wearing the canopy. You're wearing the sadim, which is normally the top of the canopy. So what are the so the question is, the ritzuos l'chora should be hotzah on the ritzuos, just like those hotzah on the tzitzis. It's the same idea. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Avin, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Tam of Aguria, Besatif Adam Kilo of Kaskasev, Yotzi Lushus Rav Shabbos, Eino Chochesh. So the Gemara says, Maishna with Rav Huna, the Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Ayotzi Betaldas, Shein Mitzuyas, Kilchos, Beshabbos, Chayv Chattas. It's the same concept that something is an appendage to the garment and it's not serving any purpose. The ritzuas are not serving a purpose of ritzuas because they're not serving as a canopy. The tzitzis are pasul tzitzis, so they're not serving. So both of them should be chayiv chatas. And yet, the Gemara says by the ritzuas is not chayiv chatas. So what's the chiluk? So the Gemara says,
aren't the ritzuas permanently attached?
They're... the question is, are the ritzuas attached or the ritzuas are like...
Because that would be a difference also.
Right. But it could be, not, you have to say they're not attached.
They're not attached. They're in the loops. And then you just... Yeah. Right.
Otherwise.
So... So what's the chiluk? So the Gemara says... The chiluk is tzitzis l'gabitalish chashivi v'lo b'teili. Tzitzis a chashiv, and they're not batel, but the ritzuos hani lo chashivu b'teili. So what does Rashi say? Chashivi mishum d'shal tcheila say v'lo batli v'havu b'hu mosay. So Rashi says that the chashivas is because of the tchelas. The chashivas is because of the tchelas. Because tchelas was something, a rare, you know, it was expensive. But he says, if it wouldn't be for the tchelas, then in a chanami, even pasul tzitzis would be bata. Right, so that's Rashi's. So that's Rashi's chat. That the tzitzis are now. Let's look in Tosfos. But the tchelis is chashuv, so then the tchelis is not bought. So if you're having tzitzis that it's a pasul tzitzis, but there's tchelis there, then you're not yotzei the mitzvah, so the tchelis won't be bought. And you violate chotzah als the tchelis.
Chazusa milsa, chazusa love milsa.
So but it's still the string.
Yes, it's worth money.
Yeah. So let's see Rashi. Tzitzis, tzitzis chashivim she'enem mevutolim v'shachashuvim behem be'in v'enem shedai talitim betalas tzitzis revis. But when he's saying the case is that you didn't put enough strings. You only put three strings. Three strings are six. You didn't put four strings that are eight. So you're still going to, you still want those strings. Right. She'inim v'tolim she'ishah chashuvim hei ba'inav she'dayt olitim b'talas tzitzis revis. So it's not als tchelis. It's als that the tzitzis are chashuvim because you want them. Because it's not pshat that, in other words, you were supposed to put three strings, four strings, which become eight. put three that are six, but it's not that you're going to throw away those three. You're going to just add an additional one. So they have a chashivus because you want them, and that's not going to be bought. Well, so the big question is the following. So first of all, what if you don't, if it's not al tchelis, then maybe it shouldn't be a problem. And what if it's something that's you're not going to use? Well, let's take a look. There's a Mishnah Berurah here on page 10. So let's take a look in the Mishnah Berurah. Siman Yud Gimel, Siv Beis. And the Mishnah Berurah, let's look at the Mechaber first. It says, Arba Tzitzias Ma'afin Zedze, Shekol Zman She'ein Bo Kol Arba, Einam Tzitzias Eskil Chosel. V'yotzei Bo L'shus Harab M'Shabes Chayv Chattis. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. L'shus Harab, L'karm L'shus Harab, 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 L'shus Mechaber say, what's the case that but that it's not mitzvah is kilchasa? It's when you didn't have all four strings. Because normally you have four strings, which are eight. So the case of the Shulchan Aruch is that there were only three, which are six. But what about other psulim in tzitzis? Not necessarily the psulim of not enough strings, but other psul. So the Mishnah Berurah is mechadish, who are din, where the arrow is in the bottom, l'chol shar psulim. Any other psulim, you're going to say, a beged sosum rubo. Say the beged was not, in other words, we want to have dal kanfos, like a jacket, a kapata. So why isn't a kapata considered four corners? Because it doesn't go up to halfway, it doesn't go up to the top, or at least the roof. Because you have a bag of sauce and brubo, or you have tzitzit, a suib, shalobim, kom, lomalam, mishalo, shetzbos, or lomata. Or if the tzitzit were not, you know, there's this, if it's too far down, the tzitzit, you know, it has to be a certain amount away from the edge. Has to, a tzitzit, shalobim, kom, lomalam, mishalo, shetzbos, it's more than three that's most high, or lamata mikesher agudol. Or, right, there has to be at least what? For the knuckle of the thumb away from the corner. So it has to be a certain distance from the corner, and it can't be too high up. So that's another psul. Hoki agav oshaya arba kanfas katan mishir. Or if the dal kanfas, you're wearing it's a talis katan, that's not the shir. So in other words, even though the Shulchan Aruch only gives you an example of that it didn't have enough strings, but the Mishnah Berurah says, but it shouldn't, that's not the only case. Einu Mitzvah Kolchasa, I can give you five other cases. And amongst them is the case that we've been talking about a lot, namely the case where you have a talis cotton that's not, which normally today almost every talis cotton is not the shear. So that's the Mishnah Berurah. So there is a respect like in the Shut Meshiv Dover, that's in the Tziv's Chuvas, on page 12. So we'll just get a feet went now. But as Rav Shechter points out, he writes a tshuva here to the Mishnah Berurah. Fascinating. The Netziv writes a tshuva to the Mishnah Berurah to argue with this Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Barav, Bechule, Bar Mechaber, Sefer Mishnah Berurah."
These tshuvas like tshuvas of Dasher, or you just wrote the question?
No, he's writing a letter to the Mishnah Berurah. The Netziv is writing a letter to the Mishnah Berurah critiquing that the Psak. Let's see. He named Iker Hadzin Shehechli Kvot Torah Rama. The Chol Sheino Yotzi B'Titzes Machmas Psul Atalis Hainu Sheim Boshir Heizer Over B'Shabbos B'Shemotzas Masse B'Shus Ravim Zel Kamat Neged Kol Harishon V'Achronim Kesher Yivur. In other words, he's saying that the Mishnah Berurah said that if you have a talis cotton that's not the shear, then you violate hotzah. Right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. Because the Mishnah Berurah says all psul. So the Ritziv says he thinks it's against most of the Rishonim. Why? Rashi b'Shabbos perish behedyed dafka tchelas. First of all, it's against Rashi, because Rashi says it's only a problem if there's tchelas. So if it's not an issue of tchelas, even though it's a small beged, it's not going to be carried. Not going to be hotzah. Do you carry mitzis? While zechayev im hotzi hechad the legem mitzitzis. I love it. Ain't chayev the hashiva. A tosis shemir peyush gam beloven. But daf govan dosa gim mitzitzis ksheir. But the daitel litain revius. I'm below zevade loven lo chashiv. Whereas he's saying that the case is that what? That you want to put on a fourth, so you're going to need to have chashivas of the three before because you're going to use them again. But what if it's just a case of you have a small garment? Snapshot, you're going to use it again. It's just a small garment. You're not going to put something on an extra one. So then, according to Tosis, it's only chashivas because you're going to retie it and you're going to use now those three strings again. But here, it's just a question of a small baguette. It's not going to, like Rav Shechter pointed out, it's not you're going to retie it. So maybe that doesn't apply. It was Rashi and Tosis are very specific about the case of the Gemara. Rashi says dafka was the chavis. The chashiva. And Tosa says it's dafka, and it's a case of three strings, and you have to put on a fourth string. So you have to put on a fourth string, means you're going to have to untie the three strings and retie it again. So it's a chashiva, so it's going to reuse it. But if you have something that it's not going to be reused, it's just, it is what it is. So then maybe that's not called chashivi. So basically, that's what we're going to Be'ez Hashem look next week. That he has a taina on the Mishnah Berurah that he's adding all the cases, including the case that we're involved in now, is about the Beged Katan. So he says the Beged Katan, it's butter. You're not reusing the strings. So maybe that doesn't have a din of chashivi.
Chashivi means it's separate from the baged. It has its own identity.
Why? And what makes it have its own identity?
Because I'm going to take it out and put it back in.
Because I'm going to take it out and put it back in. But if you have a small baged...
So it's okay.
Right. If you have a small baged, you're not going to take it out and put it back in. So that's not called chashivi. Like Mishnah, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, and therefore it's not going to be a problem of Hotzah.
Right.
So the Steve is arguing with the Mishnah Berurah.
Right.
Because the Mishnah Berurah added, he said, all the cases, he's adding a whole bunch of extra cases.
Yeah, it's a Chiddush.
It's a Chiddush. Well, I wonder if you could say it's the Pach, because the Gemara never said it beferish that.
Yeah, but Tosaf went out of his way.
Tosaf and Rashi learned that way. So he's saying what the Mishnah Berurah is saying maybe is against Rashi and Tosaf.
What about the Rambam? What are they? Anything? Anything here?
Does the Rambam give an example? I don't know. Okay, so that's what we're going to Bezer Shem focus on. This,
excuse me,
plus other things. Yeah,
you can't say that the tzitzis is chashive because you're going to be mekayim with them, or you can be mekayim with them. The mitzvah of tzitzis.
Right, you could say that.
In other words, it's intrinsic
chashive because of the mitzvah.
Right. Right. Not because it's going to be used in back and forth or whatever.
Right. But that's, Rashi didn't say that and Tosa didn't say that. Right? So he's just pointing out that, you could say that's what I would have said for Korah.
Yeah, but maybe. Then if you're not becoming the mitzvah, it's just batal to the beggar.
No, but then
it's potential to be becoming the mitzvah. It's the type of string that you can be Mekai in the mitzvah with.
If not Mekai in the mitzvah, just if the beggar doesn't have a shear, it's just part of the beggar. It's not a mitzvah, so it's part of the beggar.
No, but it's not doing anything. See, a beggar is warming you up. A beggar is warming with these strings, what are they doing for you? They're not warming you up. They're not functioning. They're dysfunctional. So maybe that should be Hotzah.
But they're attached. Like the kilo.
If something is attached, doesn't mean anything.
The kilo. But the kilo.
It's like the attached. Story of Harari. If a big question about a suit that has extra buttons.
Yeah.
Right? You have that here. Here's an extra button that's sewn in here. So that's the question. Is that considered Hotzah if you have an extra button? That's, you know, sometimes
I'm saying that's maybe, by the kilo, it's okay. It's okay by the kilo.
Right, by the kilo. Right. So you say Rabbi Aaron said the kilo is not a mitzvah. So therefore it's still gonna have chashivus.
Okay, so it'll be the same here. If it doesn't have a shear, it's not a mitzvah and it's part of the baggage.
Well, the strings, if you just do it right, if you add one, or if you, I know, okay. If you just do it right, then it can become, you know, people look at this.
Okay.
Well, it's not the right way, but it's tzitzis.
Okay. But Kitzer, Bezushem, next week we'll work on this more to see what the issue is about. Okay. We'll take a 2-minute break. And, I still have to announce the time. I'm still not sure. Does everyone get it if I speak?